This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show on this beautiful Martin Luther King Day weekend. Martin Luther King Day. How is everybody doing? Pretty crazy weekend. Hawaiians are wondering what the heck happened on Saturday. Minnesota Viking fans are celebrating. New Orleans Saint fans are like, what the hell happened? Okay, before we go into what happened with Hawaii, oh, by the way, there's a car on the second floor of a dental office right now. I guess a car jumped a median and is just sitting in the second story of a dental office. Don't ask what's going on over there. But we got a pretty hectic week, or day, I should say. A lot of people are off today for Martin Luther King, honoring his legacy, his compassion, his strength, his bravery today, and honoring, you know, such a public figure, such an American. You know, wish more people could be like Martin Luther King Jr., and, you know, that's how we get things done. For those of you that are listening to the radio, you're kind of wondering what the heck happened in Hawaii, why a ballistic missile threat, even happened, what happened to the guy that said, "Ooh, my bad," we'll tell you about that. All right. And for those of you that are wondering, where am I supposed to go? What the heck am I supposed to do? Why a ballistic missile threat even happened? What happened to the guy that said, "Ooh, my bad"? We'll tell you about that. All right. And for those of you that are wondering, where am I supposed to go? What the heck am I supposed to do? Vikings time. It's Vikings time. So just to tell you what's coming up now. All right. So for the conference championships, we're looking at Jacksonville Jaguars against the Patriots. So I know, Patriots, good bet. I've already put money on the Patriots. I think the spread was 9 or something. But Tom Brady is still sexy. He's still got it. Gronkowski, I love him. So they got Amendola. Patriots still got it. But, whoa, the Jaguars and what they did yesterday blew my mind. That was the only team I lost some money on. They kind of kicked the Steelers' butt. But I got to tell you guys, 45-42 Jaguars-Steeler game, these guys were exhausted. Both teams busted. I mean, wow. So, fantastic game, fantastic playoff weekend. Then Minnesota Vikings are going to play in Philly, the Eagles. And the Eagles have done phenomenal this season. They were expected to make it to the Super Bowl. But I got to tell you, seeing the Vikings play and them having their act together, and remember, it wasn't their main quarterback. It wasn't Sam Bradford. We're talking about Case Keenum. Bradford was going to be backup for Case Keenum. And they had their routes. They had their offensive line. Nice time in the pocket for Keenum to do what he needed to do. So I am good rush game. I'm pretty impressed. I think the Vikings have it. If it is going to be a Vikings-Patriots Super Bowl, I mean, come on, the Patriots have been there so many times. It's really, you know, the Vikings are hosting. We're all going to want the Vikings to win. Who are we going to put money on? Probably the Patriots. I hate to say that. But I still want the Vikings to win. I still want the Vikings to win. Okay, my producers are going to so shut the show off. They're so mad. But here's the thing. When it's money, it's money. Come on. Come on. Okay, but very, very impressive. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about today. We have horse buggy collisions in New York. Apparently, there's a lot of Amish and Mennonite communities that have moved to rural parts of New York State. And so they don't use cars, so there's horse-drawn buggies. And apparently there are collisions between these buggies and motorized vehicles. We're going to talk about that collision where you have a car on the second story floor of a dentist's office. Was it because of his root canal? We're going to talk about, we got a lot of car news. Apparently GM says cars with no steering wheel or pedals are ready to go on the streets in the year 2019 with no steering wheel or pedals. I don't know if I want to be on the streets. We'll also talk about the top cars. Toyota has dominated in terms of reliance and people's top cars. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what to do in case of a nuclear attack. All right, why we are so unprepared, and why what happened Saturday was one of the biggest clusters. And many of you want to know what happened with Donald Trump's physical. I personally don't care. You know, let Donald Trump do what he needs to do and, you know, just improve our economy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of us Saturday morning did not have the news on. I went to get my nails done. I hate getting my nails done. I'm not very girly, as you guys could tell. But after years of washing my hands, my nails with sanitizers and alcohol and whatever, the nails stink. And I kind of look sexy. I just do. Okay, when you're in radio, you know, every now and then there's a camera around. So I had to make sure my nails look good. So I was getting my nails done. The place that I went to had MSNBC on. And, you know, they're ripping on Trump. And, every time MSNBC is on, somebody's saying something bad about Trump. But I'm hearing Donald Trump get blamed for this ballistic missile coming towards Hawaii. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What the heck is going on? So basically, for a half an hour on Saturday morning, Hawaiians believed that the state was under attack. So the panic started shortly after 8 a.m., and this was 8 a.m. Hawaii time. So that would be, I mean, what are they? They're 3 hours different, 3 hours later than Vegas. So that's about 11 a.m., okay, our time. And this panic, where I live in Vegas, or, you know, those of us in L.A. or wherever, East Coast, I mean, it's like a whole day away. And I guess they got this alert. This ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. It was a statewide emergency alert that said, seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. The same alerts were also on broadcast, TV, radio stations, etc. For 38 minutes, Hawaiian residents panicked. Now, 30 minutes later, the state did issue a correction. Governor David Icke claimed that a state employee had, quote, pressed the wrong button and set the alert by accident. Okay? But the fear and the panic, according to the Huffington Post, was very real. People had to make some pretty big decisions. One tried to throw his daughter into the sewer. All right, to save her. You saw people running, all right, on a beach on Oahu. Residents who were kind of, you know, taking their morning walk, you know, bolted to get to their houses. Drivers and cars pulled over to tell pedestrians that a missile's coming. And by the way, can I just say kudos to Hawaiians? I mean, to stop and tell everybody and to put their lives at risk, to tell everybody else that there's a missile, very, very cool. Oh, I would. I would be out there on the street because no one listens to my show. I mean, you would think I would just go on air. I should, but the average person around Hawaii, although I do believe Hawaii does listen to my show at night. I believe they do get my show from one of the frequencies at night. That broadcast out of KDWN, Las Vegas. So I believe they can hear my show in Hawaii. In terms of this going on during the day, I would have probably been outside. Well, usually I'm at Walmart, so I probably would have been at Walmart going, all right, guys, you know, missile coming. And everybody bolt. Now, what did people do? So they went online to find out where to go. There's no website saying where to go. Where does a whole state go on multiple islands? Which island is supposed to get hit? In Honolulu, they say people huddled together, waited for the state sirens to go off. They said the state implemented monthly nuclear warning siren tests in December in order to prepare residents. So they've been preparing all along because of Kim Jong-un, you know, everything that's been going on in North Korea. They say the attack signals sound like a minute-long beep, and they're tested at the beginning of every month, along with the state's ongoing tsunami warning tests. So many people were messaging each other saying goodbye and I love you, and because they just didn't think that they were going to make it. Apparently there were some movie stars out there. I think Jim Carrey, and so a lot of other people had to bolt. Chea Payette, 35 years old, told the Huffington Post it was surreal, actually. She lives in the Portlock neighborhood of Honolulu. He was unloading his boat at the front of his house when his roommate showed him the alert. Yeah, if you didn't have your cell phone on, you have no idea. I mean, yeah, maybe you could hear the sound of the sirens, but so he immediately ran to his house, woke up his fiancée, told her we needed to get to the guest room or pool in case we saw the blast. The pool, that's an interesting one. Wow. Destiny Solis, 24 years old, was in tears. She packed diapers and clothes, placed the children into the closet. She and her husband live in the town of Waiheawa, and that's a short drive from the U.S. Army barracks. She said, once I finished, I went in, sat with my kids, hugged them tightly, closed my eyes, and just hoped we would make it. Closet. I'll tell you guys where to go. I know. This is scary stuff. So you see people panicking. You see video footage of people running, neighbors running around, trying to get inside, looking for cover. Other countries watching this. Okay. I mean, people trying to run to a store going, well, maybe I'll get water. Is anybody prepared for an attack? Now, I understand that this was a false alarm. From what we understand, nobody was fired. I believe he was reassigned. the gentleman that was, responsible for this false alarm was reassigned. And we'll give you guys more scoop on what happened with him and who he was as we get that. I'm sure now he's feeling pretty stupid. Not sure what made him decide. Well, now, this is what I want to know. Let's stop for a second here, okay? All right. The employee, it was a government employee who did this. Why? He's received death threats, a lot of fallout. He's a 10-year employee, temporarily reassigned. Was there a threat? I mean, this wasn't I accidentally tripped and hit the button. That's what we're going to be told. Was there a real threat? I mean, yeah, you have government workers that do go rogue, and you have, but this is a 10-year employee. They've been on alert. Did something happen? And maybe in that 38 minutes, we calmed down Kim Jong-un or whoever decided to, you know, make this threat. But I just don't get this. Oh, my bad. I just don't get that. Now, Hawaii is about 4,500 miles from Pyongyang. There's been a lot of vocal military threats from Kim Jong-un. State officials aren't taking it seriously. The chaos began at 8:05 a.m. on Saturday during a routine internal test involving their emergency alert system, but not at the once-a-month time. They said the employee hit the live alert button by mistake. How did somebody hit a live alert button by mistake? I think there's a couple checks and balances before that happens. Now, they're claiming that 3 minutes later, the agency had confirmed that there was no missile threat. Police were notified. Social media announced a mistake. But the text explaining the error wasn't sent for 38 minutes. Why? Because they say no such text has been prescripted. So we're being told by USA Today that they knew within minutes there was no threat. But nobody got the text because no text had been prescripted. Now, I don't know about you all, but if I had to make a text saying, my bad, false alarm, you're good, I could probably text that within seconds. It wouldn't take me 30 minutes to design that text. So finally, 30-some minutes later, residents get a, quote, there is no missile threat or danger to the state of Hawaii, repeat, false alarm. Now, am I the only one that thinks this is pretty kind of fishy? Apparently in Manoa, the Durkin family huddled in an underground bunker built in their home after the attack on Pearl Harbor. We just started throwing supplies into a bomb shelter, closed the top, got on our phones to look for updates. How many of you guys have a radio? How many of you guys have a regular radio with batteries? Nothing that you would plug in. Remember, power goes out. How many of you guys have a radio so you could listen to emergency broadcast systems? How many of you guys do that? No, I have my phone. Yeah, well, how charged is your phone? Do you have battery pack chargers? How many days? Do you guys even know how many days? We're going to talk about this. But President Trump has weighed in, suggests that federal officials will become more involved in Hawaii's notification program, you think? Thank you. And the Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai said his agency is investigating. Oh, I'm sure Donald Trump is livid. I am sure he is livid. This was a cluster. Countries all over are seeing the video footage of Hawaiians running. I mean, you know, they didn't need this. Okay, but if there was any good to this, any good, all right, it brought up the topic of how to prepare. And I wrote an article on how to prepare for a nuclear attack. It's on my website, drdolly.com. We're going to break it down. I'll tell you guys what to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so all weekend long, people were Googling nuclear shelters in Texas, nuclear shelters in Las Vegas, nuclear shelters in Los Angeles. And lo and behold, and big shock there, not really a list. We really don't have an active list of where nuclear shelters are. Now, there's a couple different types of shelters you need to know about. You got the blast shelters and you got the fallout shelters. Now, ready.gov, which is probably the closest thing to anything online that tells you what to do, all right, because there's really nothing out there, talks about the difference between a blast shelter and a fallout shelter. Of course, a blast shelter, as named, they are specifically constructed to offer some protection against a nuclear blast. The pressure, the initial radiation, heat, fire. But even a blast shelter cannot withstand a direct hit from a nuclear explosion. Nothing can. Remember the movie Armageddon with Bruce Willis? I mean, we're talking, it could barely destroy an asteroid. I mean, that, you know, these are really, really heavy, heavy, you know, explosions and protons and electrons and, you know, that it's a lot of energy. So a blast shelter, okay, in the middle of Winnemucca, Nevada, may not give you 100% protection. Okay. Fallout shelters are something else that many of us probably would go to. Fallout shelters, okay, are supposed to be something that could protect you from a fallout. It could be a protected space. Walls and roof have to be thick and dense enough to absorb the radiation given off by fallout particles. Because after the initial blast, the fallout can be around 4 weeks. Now, distance, shielding, and time are three factors, according to Ready.gov, that will protect you. Distance, the farther you are, the better. So those farther away from Chernobyl or Fukushima did better than those nearby Fukushima or Chernobyl. Okay? If you are underground, and I'll tell you about that, that would help shield you. Of course, the shielding, but, you know, from heavier, denser materials like thick walls, concrete, bricks, books, earth, between you and the fallout particles, the better. And then, time. Now, fallout radiation, okay, its deterioration time is fairly quick. You will be able to leave a fallout shelter. They say radioactive fallout poses the greatest threat to people during the first 2 weeks, by which time it has declined to about 1% of its initial radiation level. Now, still, even if it starts to deteriorate quickly, any amount of radiation is dangerous, which is why we're still not going to tell you to run out after a day or 2 weeks or a month even. Now, how many of you know a location on where you're going to go to? How many of you have at least 2 weeks of supplies ready to go? Ready to go. No, none of us do. I mean, maybe people that have been dealing with the hurricanes may have their acts together. So when I looked up in Las Vegas, because I live in Las Vegas, you know, where the nearest fallout shelters are, they talked about schools, hotels. Apparently the Las Vegas Hilton used to be the biggest casino the biggest hotel in the world. It's now been superseded in terms of number of rooms by a variety of different hotels. It's not called the Las Vegas Hilton anymore. It's changed names to LVH, to a whole variety of different names. Still a beautiful hotel. But apparently that is listed as a fallout shelter. It can house about 52,000 people. All right? But apparently during the Cold War, many people decided to build their own bomb shelters. Now I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. The best thing you could do is be underground. Las Vegas doesn't have a lot of basements. I was on McIntyre in the morning on KBC talking to Leanne Tweed and Doug McIntyre today. And they agreed even in L.A. and in California, not a lot of basements. So there are subway tunnels in Los Angeles. So, you know, in New York, you got subway tunnels. So that could offer you some protection. Below ground pubs going underground. Many buildings in New York, first floor is underground. So that's a possibility. But for the average American, you're going to have to shelter in place. So you're going to have to hunker down in your home. If you are not happy with your home's shelter choices, you could run to a nearby building. Make sure you get under, if that nearby building has a basement. Okay, I don't know if I like underground garages because they are open to the outside world. But if there are rooms You know, like storage areas underground, you can get there. I have a picture. I believe it's from FEMA. It's on my article that's posted on my website, looking at building shielding. And Mike.com had suggested that the center of a building offers more protections than other rooms. So if you're in a one-story building, okay, let's say protection ranges from 0 to 200, okay? A wood frame, that only gives you at maybe a level of 10 protection, which is kind of weeny. Brick veneer can up it to 20 in a two-story building. We're talking basement. Three-story building, 50 if it's brick and concrete. By five-story building, you could get up to 100 or 200. All right? Meaning if you have a 200 reduction factor, a dose reduction factor, that means you would receive 1/200th dose of a person that's out in the open. But what's very fascinating is they show a high-rise. And being in the center of an office or large apartment building or high-rise, being in the center room with no windows, you have a lot of protection. Because there's so much barrier in between the walls and other things that are between you and that room. So how many of you know the innermost room in your building or your high-rise? Now, some of you will say, well, look, I'm going to get into my car and I'm going to drive away from the blast. You could do that. But chances are you're going to be in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and you don't want to be in your car. Your car has windows. So shelter in place. Shelter in place means you got to find a place in your house to hunker down. You should have an emergency supply kit ready to go. You should have your prescription medications. You should also have some non-prescription medications according to ready.gov. Water should be about a gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days, they suggest, for drinking and sanitation. They think maybe you'll be able to get out after about a day. I would say get more than that. Food, they want at least a 3-day supply of non-perishable food. Battery powered or hand crank radio with a NOAA weather radio alert, flashlight, first aid kit, extra batteries, whistle to signal for help. Remember the Titanic movie, get a whistle. A dust mask to help filter contaminated air, plastic sheeting, duct tape, moist towelettes, garbage bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation. You're going to have to poop in those 3 days. Get some towelettes. Wrench or pliers to turn off utilities, manual can opener for food, local maps, cell phone with chargers and a backup battery. And then, in addition to your medicines, you want your glasses, you want infant formula if you got a baby, diaper rash cream, diapers, bottles, you need pet food, you got a pet. You need pet food and extra water for your pet, cash or traveler's checks because your credit card's not going to work anywhere, family documents, bank accounts, hopefully in a waterproof container. You're going to need a sleeping bag or warm blanket for every person, change of clothes, maybe some chlorine bleach and medicine dropper to disinfect water, matches in a waterproof container, feminine supplies. Someone's going to have their period. I would. Mess kits, paper cups, plates, paper towels, plastic utensils. They even say get some books, games, and puzzles to keep the children happy. Remember, they're not going to be on their computer. They're not going to be able to play Battlefront or GTA, so they're going to be upset. So, you got to hunker down. If you're outside, what if you're outside in the middle of a picnic? They say do not look at the flash or the fireball. Take cover. Go to a cave or lie flat on the ground. Cover your head. Try to take shelter. And if you got radioactive material on you, you got to take off your clothes. You got to shower, you got to wash your hair, blow your nose. It's not good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Ellie's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877, 1-877, no, is that, yeah, it's 877-DOC-DOLLY. Fix your radios, people, because you're getting the numbers wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALL, okay, boy, this is what happens when you work on a holiday. This is exactly what happens. Everybody else is off. Everybody else is hitting the lake or going skiing or whatever or sleeping in, and I'm here. The Dr. Dahlia Show news crew, no, they're not here. No, they're not here. The producers at GCM are here. They're working. But the Dr. Dolly Show News crew, no. No. They think it's a paid holiday. It probably is, and they're not here. So that's why I'm having so many issues. But not as many issues as this guy. Apparently, in Southern California, a car hit a center divider, went airborne, and plowed into the second floor of a dentist office. Images taken by the local fire department show a white sedan partially wedged into the building with its tushy exposed and it tilts to one side. This is crazy. Captain Stephen Horner, a spokesman for the Orange County Fire Authority, said officials received a call about a crash in Santa Ana, California at about 5:30 in the morning. It was still dark outside. Video footage only gets it from one angle. And the car appeared to be traveling at high speed, hit a concrete median, and flew into a building. The driver was not driving parallel to the divider, instead 90-degree T-boning, coming from a side street, slamming into the median, barely hitting another car and a bus. Surveillance video shows the impact sending the car into the air, into a small office building, just before a bus drove by. And then a small fire ensued, immediately extinguished. Now, two people were in the car. One managed to get out, while the other was trapped inside for more than an hour, as authorities used heavy equipment to stabilize the vehicle. Both were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Now, what we're being told is drugs were involved, okay? And scary stuff, because you see so many opportunities where people could have been killed. And this, I don't believe anybody was in the building at the time. Fire officials used a crane to pull the vehicle out of the building. The building's second floor, which is a storage space for files, suffered minor damage. No, that's not minor damage. Okay, there is a huge gaping hole in the wall, and I believe the structure has issues, but they're claiming minor damage. Okay, so I don't know what this guy was on, but scary, scary stuff. Now, apparently we have a list of the most reliable cars in the U.S. We have a list of the 15 cars Americans keep the longest before trading in a new one. And, of course, Toyota just blew everybody away. This was a study done by iccars.com. Toyota models dominated the list, taking out the top five spots. I don't have a Toyota. I've always wanted to get a Toyota. You know why? Okay, this is why. This is so stupid to me, okay? The reason why I don't have a Toyota is because years ago, I decided I was only going to buy American. I know. Okay, and so back in the 90s, I was under the impression that Toyota dealerships were not on American soil. I only wanted to buy American. And then I ended up finding out that many of these cars companies do employ Americans. There are factories and dealerships that, so hence, buying American wasn't as necessary in terms of when you were deciding whether you were buying a Toyota or a Nissan or a Volvo. Now that American companies own most of these anyway. So that's why I never had a Toyota and I just forgot to buy one, I guess. They're also expensive. The Toyota Highlander model took out the top spot, with more than 18% of original owners keeping their car at least 15 years. Remember, we want longevity now. Honda was the only automaker to earn multiple spots on the list, with two, besides Toyota. Other manufacturers joining Volkswagen with one model on the list, and Acura, Subaru, and Nissan. So this research firm analyzed more than 650,000 cars from the year 1981 to 2002 model years sold last year. They say while a decade on the road used to be a significant milestone for vehicle life expectancy, the elevated quality of cars being produced has raised the standard to beyond 10 years. Yeah, looks it. They say Japanese automakers are known for setting quality and reliability standards, so it is no surprise that they are most likely to reach a 15-year milestone. There was a hybrid on the list, a Toyota Prius, that earned the fourth spot. So here we go. The 15 cars that people are keeping long-term, number one, Toyota Highlander. Number two, Toyota Sienna. Three, Toyota Tundra. Four, Toyota Prius. Five, Toyota RAV4. You guys may know how to call it. I don't have one. Six, the Honda Odyssey. Beating out seven, Toyota Sequoia. 8 Toyota Tacoma, 9 Honda CR-V, and 10 Toyota Avalon. Then the last five were the Acura MD6, not the last five, were the rounding out the top 15, Acura MDX, Toyota Camry, Super Forester, Nissan Frontier, and the Volkswagen Golf. So, Toyota has been known to be very reliable. Toyota has some awesome vehicles. You know, pretty sexy stuff. Okay, I think a little expensive, but that's okay. I have a Lexus. I got a used Lexus with, I think, only about 10,000 miles when I got it, so I was able to save a lot of money, and I'm having issues with it. So, I had some issues where I got an oil change last week, and my husband noticed some oil near the studio and in the garage, and he decided to check my oil, and I was bottomed out. So, whoever changed my oil didn't cap it right, or cut the line or something. So, always kind of check the bottom of your car in a way. You know, just check after an oil change because somebody could be halfway and mess things up. I think we had gone on a Sunday, so I don't know. I'm pretty unhappy with that. But I'm pretty happy with my car. My car's pretty cool. What I'm not happy about is how cars are later not going to have steering wheels or pedals. So General Motors says it is ready to mass produce a self-driving car with no steering wheel, pedals, or manual controls. The car company said last week that it has filed a petition with the Department of Transportation for the fourth generation Cruise AV to hit the streets in 2019. It's called the Cruise AV. If you see one of them, run. GM maintains that the car will comply with federal safety laws. The petition is asking for a waiver for laws that it cannot meet because they are human driver-based requirements. A car without a steering wheel can't have a steering wheel airbag, according to GM President Dan Amon. I feel so at ease now. With no steering wheels or pedals, the car's dashboard appears jarringly symmetrical in model photos. The vehicle maintains the conventional design of two rows of forward-facing seats. It's kind of like that remember Jurassic Park where they were kind of in something that just self-drove and you really didn't manage controls type of thing? It's kind of like that. No steering wheel. I don't like not having a control. I'm not a control freak, but if I'm going to be in a vehicle traveling 75 miles an hour, I think I'd like to turn it once in a while. Maybe have a pedal for a brake. Some critics have suggested GM should have been more experimental. There's just no reason to keep these rigid interior design rules when you're not required to drive. There should at least be an option to swivel the front seats around. Oh, I don't want to look at the people behind me. They say it will be possible for humans to stop the car. They may end the ride by making a stop request. Oh, you're like, hey, Google. Hey, Google, stop the car. I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying. Stop the car. And you're not going to be, by the way, if you ever have to stop a car, if you are ever in that position where you need to stop a car because you are scared to death, you're not going to be enunciating very clearly. You're going to be like that. The cars are undergoing testing on the roads of San Francisco and Phoenix suburbs. GM says San Francisco provides rigorous challenges to the vehicles. Apparently, the Northern California city has more than 7 times more emergency vehicles than in Phoenix. So they have trouble because emergency vehicles don't follow typical human behavior. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.